This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are a full-service law firm based in Brandon, Florida, but they service the greater Tampa Bay area. And by being a full-service law firm, you need not ask the question on what type of law they specialize in and whether they can help you. Call them anytime for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. They are a huge supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, as is Pin Chasers. Now, Pin Chasers is obviously temporarily closed. Anthony Peroni had stopped all promotion and marketing for obvious reasons, but I simply said I would continue to talk about him because of all he has done for me and the community. Pin Chasers has three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Remember them when they reopen and you're looking for a cyber bowling event, a kid's birthday party, a group outing, cheap date night, late night specials, etc. They have a very active Facebook page during the times that they are open, and you can also visit them at pinchasers.net. They hosted the most recent, just a month or so ago, Drew Garabo's Down to Bowl event, which raised over $20,000. I was in Vegas and Phoenix at the time, but it's my understanding from listening to Drew's show that he raised just over $20,000 for Down Syndrome Association with a full house at Pin Chasers, specific to the 4847 North Armenia location. Also, I'm trying to every Toddcast, specific to those of you who live in the Tampa Bay area. Love those of you who listen to me nationally or around the globe to my Toddcast, knowing my Toddcasts often are national or big picture, that don't focus specifically on things exclusive to the Tampa Bay area or the Tampa Bay sports market. But I do want to acknowledge on various Toddcasts friends of mine in the hospitality business that have remained open and are staying open for online purchases to pick up or via delivery or even order in person and waiting a few minutes outside. One of those that has catered multiple Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments to rave reviews, Better Bird. Their location is on 4th Street North in St. Petersburg. You can find them on Instagram. They are very active there. You can find them just online. It's BETTRBYRD. They are part of the Chichio Restaurant Group. And ask any of my golfers how good the food is at Better Bird. Find them online, place an order, stop by and pick it up. Or you can just order right there if you don't mind waiting a few minutes outside for your order. Matt told me the ticket times were running roughly about 10 minutes, which isn't too bad. But Better Bird is open for your business, and I've done business with them for a couple of years now. Matt really hustles for me. I can only imagine how he is hustling for all of you right now in getting you good food, as fast as he can, taking in all the orders that he can. Again, Better Bird on 4th Street North in St. Petersburg. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. My Instagram is toddwright2020. My Facebook is simply I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I do have a Twitter page. I'm not very active there other than some promotional elements. So I do not, let's just say, maintain activity regularly on my Twitter account. Some of you who have even started to follow me there have left me because I don't really post anything, and that's the way I want to do it. I choose to communicate with you one-on-one via email or via the other social media engines, or just talk to you via this podcast, which I believe this is episode 96. So we're approaching number 100, and because of a few factors, I'm doing one a little different tonight. As I sit here at roughly 8 p.m. on Tuesday night, the last night of March, not exactly the March that most of us had in mind, especially if you're a sports fan, but we got through it. and we'll see what April brings. No April Fool's jokes tomorrow. Just don't. Don't get... No, please. Something that was on a social media site today, and there are various claims where it started. It doesn't matter where it starts. Just one of those things that you read someone's, you react to theirs, and then you think of your own. And Drew Garabo, who continues to do terrific work with John Senning every afternoon on 102.5 The Bone in Tampa from 2 to 6, not exactly what he signed up to do with the format of his talk show, but he continues to do it well. And Drew threw up something on his Facebook page late in the day, and I said, thanks for a topic for the Todd Wright Toddcast. And Drew and I were just talking on the golf course just before the Innisbrook Resort closed. It was a resort decision, not a golf decision. And Drew and I talked about how as much as, and we're a relatively new friendship, there's a mutual admiration there that actually I didn't know about for many years back to my ESPN days. And now I'm the one with admiration for Drew and the work he does since I'm no longer active as a full-time radio host. So Drew and I were talking about the things that we differ on. Because when people hear us talk or they hear us of us playing golf together, they think, oh, those guys. And there's so much we disagree on. There really is. It's almost comical. And I said to Drew, at some point, once we get through all this, we ought to do a radio segment about it and see if people can guess the things we don't agree on at all. So this kind of fell in line with that. And I said I would do some segments to distract you. So why does social media get to have all the fun? So rather than post it on a Facebook page, I decided to do a Toddcast on it. And some of it will probably be unpopular, but at this point, everything is argumentative. I'm just trying to give you a distraction. I'm just being honest. And I'm really bored right now. And I imagine some of you are dealing with that as well. And we do what we can to get through it. So I just wrote down a list. I turned on the laptop, turned off the phone so it doesn't interrupt me. And we'll give you, I believe... the topic goes something like this. What are 10 things most people love that you don't? And I read Drew Garabo's. I read a couple others. Some people I know, some people that I'm just connected to, I guess, via Facebook or were reposted. And I just decided to do it. So, taking a page out of social media, here we go. In no particular order, not that it's going to matter for those of you who hate some of these, 10 things most people love that I don't. Number one, Netflix. Now, I have been on and off Netflix for a long time. The first person to tell me about Netflix was one of my favorite PR guys in the business. His name is Dan. He lives in California. He's out of the PR business now. And huge music fan, huge fan of Jennifer Love Hewitt. We always had fun things to talk about and a tremendous individual. And Dan turned me on to Netflix in its beginning just as a way to get movies sent to me. Yeah, I was one of those. Remember when they did that? Before the streaming was a big deal, and now it's the only deal as far as Netflix is concerned. But obviously in recent years, I know as many people who have Netflix who have traditional over-the-air channels via either cable or otherwise, but it's obviously a very popular service. Have there been shows on there that I have enjoyed? Yeah. House of Cards, before the House of Cards really fell. I just couldn't get into the last season, understanding why the lead actor was not part of the last season, and they chose to do it. I like that they saved Designated Survivor by giving it another year, and then they canceled it. I did like Insatiable, although the more I watched it, the more I was like, boy, I didn't see this coming. And then I thought about it. Netflix is too dark for me. I'm just not wired that way. I'm not wired that way with my entertainment. Dark storylines don't entertain me the way they do other people. And some of their programming is darker than others. I know they have popular reality shows. I have watched a lot of their documentaries. I know that, you know, I have watched some of the Seinfeld Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee shows. Some are better than others. I've always been a Seinfeld fan. They had the Letterman series. So, but much of their programming is rather dark. And I'm just not into that. And therefore, there isn't as much there for me as there is for a lot of you. So Netflix tops my list. I can usually connect with it for 1 or 2 months a year, get what I need, get out. I got out before Tiger King. Yeah, you know what? I'm good. I don't need it. You guys have your fun with it. What did I put it at second? And again, this is in no particular order. Many of you might be surprised by this. This is a golf entry. Drinking on the golf course. Ask anyone who has ever played golf with me. I don't drink on the golf course. Part of it is I'm not a day drinker. I used to be. Used to go to a lot of daytime sporting events, whether it was early tailgating at Daytona for the Daytona 500, early tailgating before afternoon college football games, around 1 o'clock NFL games. And while much of my tastes now are prime time with my sporting events, and many in the comfort of my own home, I just sort of trended away from that. And yeah, I remember I was playing in an event, and I never play in my own event. So I was playing in an event over in, I believe, at Landsberg Golf Course in Palm Harbor. And we were driving up to our last hole in a shotgun start. And the team in front of us was just teeing off, and they apologized. It was the first time we caught them all day, so it was no problem. We were all getting out of there. And one of the guys, you know, had a driver in one hand, and he had a can of beer in the other, and we're all about 4 hours into our round minimum. And he said, sorry, guys. He said, we came out here to do some golfing and a little drinking, and by the end, we were doing some drinking with a little golfing. I think that's a pretty good way to describe what many people do. Now, some people do that at my golf tournaments. I have nothing to do with the alcohol. I don't provide it. I don't provide discounted drink tickets. I let the club keep every dollar of the alcohol sales. So if anything goes wrong and it's alcohol related, I'm not at fault. The golf club will handle it, and I am free and clear. It doesn't involve me at all. But as far as why I don't drink on the golf course, and I've played in a number of events, some annually, where beer, wine, and spirits is provided, and maybe there are even tents and vendors on the course just handing them out, it doesn't help me play any better. And I actually am someone who cares about how well I play. It's not the sole reason for my enjoyment, but it's a lot of it. So, as we all know, that can affect you in some negative ways, and golf and your ability to hit a good golf shot is one of them. So, I don't drink on the golf course. All right, I got to move faster through these. Some of them I want to move faster through because I don't want to tell you a lot of the whys. Number three, Kevin James. This was almost Meghan Trainor, because as one gentleman who I don't know, I was at Duffy's in Tampa watching football a few years ago, And out of nowhere, this random guy is talking to his friends to my right, and he said the following. I'm quoting him. If I could kill three people on this planet and no one would find out and I would suffer no penalties at all, they would be Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and Meghan Trainor. All Massachusetts-based, at least until Brady left for Tampa Bay. Anyway, I feel the same as that guy. She doesn't make this list because I don't think enough of you love her. But I think enough of you love Kevin James. You think of him as the funny fat guy from King of Queens. I watched King of Queens for Leah Remini, not for Kevin James. And I made the mistake of going to a Kevin James stand-up the night before a Super Bowl out in Las Vegas. And it was one of the poorest efforts at stand-up comedy I had ever seen. And what I found out later from a name I cannot disclose is that Kevin James is simply a comedic actor. He is not a comedian. There's a difference. And Kevin James actually hires people to write his material, not only for stand-up routines, where he then acts them out as a one-man show, but even when he would go on, say, Jay Leno for 10 minutes because he couldn't naturally be funny and tell stories. So Kevin James is on my list of 10. The UFC is on my list. It's not for me. I acknowledge it's very popular with a lot of you, but you couldn't offer me a free ticket to go to any UFC. I will actually leave a sports bar if that is a pay-per-view that they are showing with the audio on. It's not my environment. I don't really see much in the way of the redeeming qualities of it. I wouldn't enjoy it. The only thing I see is the business element and how well that has been executed by the people responsible for it. Other than that, I got nothing for it. Let's see. Pets. I know a lot of you, they're family. You love your dog. You love your cat or what. I get it. Not for me. I have none. I want none. I do not understand it. That's all you. Not me. Where are we? Number six. This one may be going away. The high five. I've always hated it. Now, when it first came around, it was fun. It was cool. But I came to dread, and I'll just give you one example, of being at a hockey game. It doesn't have to be a Lightning game in Tampa. I've been to Golden Knights games in Vegas. Name your hockey game. The home team scores a goal. What does virtually everyone around you want to do to you? They want to high-five you. I don't get it. I don't want to do it. I didn't want to do it before all this. I'm certainly not doing any of it now. And even when all this is gone, I will have no interest in doing it. I've probably done it two or three times for very unique celebratory circumstances to people very close in my life reacting to things, and that's where it ends. Don't get it. Don't understand it. Wonder if it's now pretty much going away. Horror movies is next. No. Like I was talking about with the Netflix and how dark so much of the Netflix programming is, channel that into horror movies. Now, there are a number of types of movies that I don't watch, but if there's one genre that I will never watch, and I don't even want to be in the same room or the same house where it's going on because I'm very audio wired, And if I hear a horror movie going on, it's the equivalent of me watching it. I have enough trouble sleeping as it is. I have a wild enough imagination. I don't need them. You love them. I want nothing to do with them. The next one has actually hurt my social life a little bit. Now, I'm sure somewhere along the way there was a woman as a longtime bachelor that wanted to see a horror movie with me, and obviously I said no. I don't know that that has cost me a date or a relationship, but the next one has. I can't tell you how many women, for either a first date or somewhere along the way, have wanted me to do brunch with them. And I have zero interest in brunch. Yeah, some of the food items I can eat, although I'm more of a traditional breakfast person, but there is zero about brunch that appeals to me. I don't like sitting in restaurants early in the day on a weekend. If it's a nice day, I want to be outside. Of course, my preference is the golf course or a sporting event, but it doesn't have to be. And for people that love brunch, they're usually drinking, and I've already said I don't day drink, and generally overeating, which after you're done with brunch, the combination of those, you don't want to do anything for the rest of the day. So let me get this straight. So you've taken the active part of your day, in my opinion, the daytime window, and you're not doing an activity. And what you're doing is making yourself, is sort of counteracting that, and you certainly don't want to do anything active after that, and you kind of, it's killed the day. So if all you wanted to do was kill the day, okay. But I'd rather do it in other ways and actually still be coherent and maybe a little hungry for something come 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night. So no brunch for me. No appeal at all. Two more. What did I put at number 9? Oh, another thing as it relates to restaurants. Many of you love and will request a booth. You can have it. I have had some back problems in my life, much of it probably related to how much golf I play. The booth seating to me is way, way too restrictive. Now, I get why people like it because they feel it isolates them from the rest of the public dining hall because you have that edge, right? It's kind of like the window seat on an airplane where that whole side, there's nobody there, right? It's a wall, or at least enough of a wall where you feel you have a little bit of privacy. Okay, I get that, although I do prefer the aisle seat to the window seat on planes. But the problem for me is anytime I sit, I need to be able to move the chair or the bench or whatever I'm sitting on in relation to the tabletop. And normally with booths, you can't do that. What you're sitting on doesn't move, and you can't really adjust as it relates to the table because that would affect the people sitting across from you. So you're sort of locked in. And you can't control the position of your chair as it relates to the tabletop, as you would sitting on a bar stool, as you would sitting on a chair at a normal table, as you would sitting on patio furniture. Yes, I've broken this all down. As a matter of fact, one time, this is why to date me is very difficult for most women, was setting up a nice dinner somewhere, and you fill out online any special requests, and one of them I said was, please no booth seating. And sure enough, what was the first thing they offered when we walked in was a booth, not reading if you're not going to read it, why even ask? So that caused a problem that night. And yeah, you know, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm going to stand up for what I said. No booth seating. You love it. You can have it. I'll take a table, a seat at the bar, or something else where I can control my seat as it relates to the countertop or the tabletop. And the last one, as someone who has been in the radio TV business, the one time slot I've never had is a morning show. Now, some of that is because I'm not a morning person. But it's also because I don't believe in the format of these chatty TV radio shows. There are radio shows on music stations, and in the morning they feel the need to do a lot of chatty, be funny, be talkative between the songs. Many of your network television shows, right? Even some of the cable news shows are chattier, kind of a roundtable type thing. They're doing a lot of talking rather than what they would normally do if it wasn't the morning. Not for me. I don't want to hear a lot of talk in the morning. I would like to not hear you talk in the morning. So it's not for me, especially on FM stations. It's very tough for me, like when I'm hosting or playing in a morning golf tournament and I'm in the car and I've got to find a local FM station where they're not going to talk a lot. I just want to hear the music. Just shut up. Play the music and that's it. You can tell me the traffic or tell me the weather and you're done. But the chatty format of morning shows on television and radio, you may love it because they've been done for decades. I don't love it and don't want to hear it. So there's my list of 10. I'm sure some of you did not like some of those, but maybe it took your mind off a little bit of what we're all dealing with, which is exactly why I wanted to make it a Toddcast. And the Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult at 844-4BLG4ME or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Also, the Todd Wright Toddcast presented by Pin Chasers. We look forward to Pin Chasers and so many other local businesses opening when the time comes. And remember my friends at Better Bird, who cater so many Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They are open for online orders, pickup, delivery, or you can order in person and wait outside for your order. Matt saying ticket times are running about 10 minutes. At Better Bird on 4th Street North in St. Petersburg, part of the Chichio Restaurant Group. Thank you for listening to this distracting episode of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.